Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation would like to join others in congratulating you on your re-election as the chair rapporteur of this session. We also commend your efforts in presenting the revised third draft instrument for our consideration. Mr. Chair, in the recent years, the international community has witnessed unprecedented proliferation of PMSEs around the world. These companies are providing a wide range of services to states and to non-state actors, including UN and other international organizations. The scope of the activities relating to PMSEs has developed in a context which is broad and complex, including the risk involving civilians in hostilities. My delegation believes that the private military and private security are two distinct concepts and denote two different connotations. In both the cases, state is the sole legitimate authority to provide security to the people and their property. However, existing law and jurisprudence at international level remind us that there are efforts to establish some mechanism for holding PMSEs accountable and to ensure effective remedies for the victims. India has enacted the Private Security Agencies Regulation Act in 2005, which provide guidelines for the regulation of this growing industry, such as licensing norms and training requirements for the guards. All private security agencies have to be licensed under this act. License for firearms is issued to individual security personnel and not to private security agencies. The rationale for issuing licenses to individual is to hold them accountable in the event of any mishappening. It is hoped that the promotion on the one hand and ensuring accountability on the other will lead to an efficient and effective private security sector. In this context, my delegation believes that this sector needs to be made accountable to the state. However, national legislations have limitations to address the activities of PMSEs whose activities are transnational in character. At international level, existing frameworks remind us there are gaps in international law, particularly in establishing proper mechanisms for accountability and effective remedies for the victims. Mr. Chair, previous discussions had demonstrated that a number of issues would require further clarification and the better understanding of, such as gaps in international law relating to accountability, redressal of grievances, and compensation for the victims. We share the common goal identified in our deliberations, that is the goal of protecting human rights in the context of PMSE activities and ensuring accountability for abuses wherever occurred. We look forward to working with you constructively in realizing this mandate. Thank you, Mr. Chair.